Court. This is Jasmine, the floor supervisor. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. The lady I talked to before said that I had ordered a watch, but I didn't. I never received the watch, and I don't remember ordering it. I remember a shipping charge of $2 for it from AT&T, but I never ordered a watch. It was, they said it was supposed to be free, so, but I never got the watch either way. I haven't got it as yet, but I don't want it if it costs $67. I'm on a limited income, and I can't order that.
What's your name and the mailing address?
My name is Kendall Harper. My mailing address is 3414 Pulaski Drive.
Do you have the last four numbers of the card that was charged?
I don't have it. Hold on. Yes, ma'am, I do. Wait a minute. Let me... It was 6372, I think.
Okay. No, sorry. It's showing a different card. Do you have any other cards that could have been on file?
It must be a debit card. Let me look and see that. Is it 8426?
Yes, sir. It is. Okay. So I do show where there was a charge of $574 shipping and handling for the smartwatch, and then you were charged at $6732, which is the monthly fee for being in that factory savings club. So if you did not authorize those charges, we can go ahead and move forward with that fraud claim. We just have to let you know that all fraudulent claims will result into a penalty such as a fine. As long as you're sure that no one else in your household placed that order, we can go ahead and proceed with that claim.
Yes, ma'am. I'm the only one here. And, I didn't authorize a $67 charge to come off my card.
Okay, so we can go ahead and process that refund, and they just ask that you would allow 3 to 5 business days to see that credit back on your statement.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
You do the same. Thank you.
Bye-bye.